Yeah, so we found in 2022 that the reporting of property crimes to police increased for a second year in a row, and this is after reaching historical lows back in 2020. Although the numbers of property crimes have increased this year, they're still well below the pre-pandemic levels. So the sort of property crimes we're talking about here are things like motor vehicle theft, burglary, and other theft. But we found that motor vehicle theft increased by 11% to 55,000 victims in 2022. We also found that most vehicles, or 57%, were stolen from a driveway, a carport, or a garage. But noting that nationally, the number of motor vehicle thefts is still below the pre-pandemic levels. We found that burglaries increased by 9% to 151,000 victims in 2022. And in 62% of cases, property was stolen. However, nationally, the number of burglaries is still below the pandemic levels. We found that in 2022, other theft increased by 8% to about 476,000 victims. This crime type includes a range of things like theft from a retail outlet. However, nationally, the number of other thefts is still below pre-pandemic levels. In 2022, the reporting of sexual assaults to police increased by 3% to 32,000 victim survivors. And this is the highest level recorded since we started publishing these data about 30 years ago. So we found about 84% or 27,000 of these victim survivors were female. We also found that about 42% were aged between 10 and 17. And over a third of all sexual assaults were domestic violence related. In 2022, we found that there were 377 homicides recorded. Of these, we found that one third were domestic violence related, where 84% of these occurred at someone's home, and 53% of these victims were female.